couple.
Yeah, they're red.
Okay, we'll take them out.
They're all red.
Well, the last time we were talking, I think the last question I'd ask you was what do you call the inside of the Osage or peach, and you said the... You gave me an answer to that. Do you have a name for the two different kinds of peaches? Some people have...
Alberto, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't think of another one right off hand.
Is that the same as like a freestone and a clingstone peach? Can you describe that peach a little bit for me?
I can't really. There's a peach is a peach, as far as I'm concerned.
Sometimes there's a two kind.
Right, one is more yellow. Is that not the elbow? That's good, baby. Thank you.
And let's see.
What is the age of the thing?
Well, I...
Oh, and let's see. I think you mentioned apples. What do you usually call the inside of the apple that you can't eat and you throw away?
Now, that is... the seed, and there's a seed really with the peach too. I said the core, I believe, the other day.
Do you have a special name for, in some parts of the country they have a name for bits of pieces of dried apple. Do you have any name for that down here?
Nothing but dried apple or dried peach, what have you.
What kind of nuts would grow around here?
Sometimes pecans, usually.
Anything else that you might eat, especially around Christmas or anything?
No, I don't think walnuts grow here, and I don't like them either.
you ever eat the long, round, or the oval-shaped ones that's kind of perforated that you might eat?
You're talking about the Brazil nut?
Mm-hmm. And there's another
one. My airline does too.
This is recorded, you
mean? Everything airline
gets too. It's a flat, kind of oval one that you might get in candy bar sometime and stuff like that.
Almond.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about the kind that grow in the ground? It's the ones that Jimmy Carter's famous for.
Peanuts, by all means.
Do people ever have any other name for those?
No, I just call them peanuts.
And let's see, but what about the kind of fruit that grows in Florida that Florida's famous for?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. And, or if you had a bowl of oranges standing somewhere and you went to, say you asked somebody to go get you one, they might say, well, there aren't any left, the oranges are
gone.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, we talked earlier about some different kinds of vegetables, and you said that, around here, they usually grew things like tomatoes and potatoes and cucumbers and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? The other kind of vegetables
green
that you
beans.
Usually eat?
Green beans, they grow. Mm-hmm.
What other kind of vegetables do you normally eat?
Green beans, spinach, turnip greens.
Oh, get that. Let me get that again.
Squash, mm-hmm. Cauliflower, mm-hmm. Broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You mentioned potatoes.
Asparagus.
What, were there more than one kind of potato that you might have?
Well, the Idaho is one kind of the bacon. Mm-hmm. I don't know the other names of them, but there is a different kind of white potato like mm-hmm. this. And there's a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that anything else?
A yam.
Mm-hmm. And
depending upon how you cook it, I think it's a way to call it.
Oh, good. Cool. Could you tell me about that? How is yam cooked?
Well, a yam is cooked with syrup and sugar, mm-hmm. or without the syrup. The sugar is a thing. And then I fix a potato souffle, and I cook the potatoes and I.